I tried to encourage him by remarking that he was lucky at least to have found a job. So many others hadn't been able to get anything. But before I finished speaking, I realized that I had said the wrong thing, and I anticipated his next question. "What are your plans?" he wanted to know. "Is it true you've gotten an offer from Yale?" I said that it was, only I still haven't made up my mind. He stared at me as I put on my jacket, and smiling, then unsmiling, he asked if I knew that he too had written to Yale. In his case, however, no one had bothered to acknowledge his letter with even a postcard. What did I think of that? He gave me no time to answer. "Damn," he said sharply, and his chair rasped the floor as he pushed himself back. Suddenly, it was to me that he was complaining. "It's just not right, Richard. None of this is fair. You've done some good work, but so have I. I'll bet our records are just about equal. But when we look for jobs this year, it's a different story. You get all of the breaks."